Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ted Gulick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Knott. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting second. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bucky Walters. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Freddie Muller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lloyd Brown. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lloyd Brown. And now, play ball. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Muller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott has Johnson trapped. He fires to second, with Levy covering, who throws back to Burns who tags Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Farrell moves to third. Two outs. Freddie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Hemsley and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mueller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Brown scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Melillo for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-1 in the game. Gulick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown fires to first and picks off Hemsley. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-1 in the game. Walters hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Walters reaches second base with a double. Freddie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mueller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a pop-up towards short. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cook moves to third. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Cook scores. Johnson moves to third. It's Browns, 1, Red Sox, 1. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulick fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. Farrell moves to third. Alexander moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Freddie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Alexander moves to third. Mueller moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to second. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gulick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns juggles the ball. That's an error on Burns. Mel Almada pinch hits for Roy Johnson. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada bunts towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. Cook moves to second. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. Cook moves to third. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gulick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dusty Cook now playing right field. Mel Almaden now playing center field. Art Sharon pinch hits for Jack Knott. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merv Shea pinch hits for Jim Levy. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mueller scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. Sharon moves to second. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. West takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Art Sharon now playing shortstop. Ed Wells now pitching. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Seeds pinch runs for Dale Alexander. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walters hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Muller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Muller hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Seeds now playing first base. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.